When world leaders met to combat climate change in Paris back in 2015, they agreed to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels to avoid the disastrous effects of a hotter planet. Well, now, the United Nations says we may cross that threshold in the next 5 years. Let's bring in Kim Cobb, climate scientist and professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Kim, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yesterday's forecast is from the UN's World Meteorological Organization, and it says there's a 20% chance that we'll see a temperature increase of at least 1.5 degrees Celsius in one of the next 5 years. How significant is that information?
Well, it's very significant, of course, and this is just part of growing warming that has been occurring, you know, for decades now, and there's no reason for us to expect it to stop. But of course, that 1.5 degrees Celsius marker is a line that was drawn in the sand at the United Nations level in 2015, marking what was plausible at the time in avoiding future warming rates, but also noting that beyond 1.5, we're embracing a fairly large pile of risk, some of which we don't understand very well. So kind of bumping up against that threshold is really alarming. And of course, we expect to cross that in the very near future.
What do you mean by large risk that we don't understand well?
Well, we know that continued warming will bring some certainties to us. Rising seas, drier regions like California getting drier, more wildfire prone, and some of those wetter areas being more susceptible to extreme precipitation, none of which is welcome. But some of the most scary kind of impacts longer term have to do with potential accelerations in the kind of climate impacts that we could be bringing to our doorstep, things that are kind of the surprises we might see, including real acceleration in the system that we, of course, would be unprepared for.
1.5 degrees Celsius was the threshold, as we said, that Paris set in 2015. Does this data suggest that the pact just isn't working?
Well, obviously, we are letting 1.5 degrees Celsius slip through our fingers, despite the fact that as part of the 1.5 degree target, there was an entire report that provides a roadmap to bring that into reality. Fantastic detail. And also outlining what's at risk if we set a new target for 2 degrees, let's say, the next kind of round number, if you will, beyond 1.5. And that is what is most alarming is from a scientific perspective. We have the data, we have the knowledge, and yes, we have not acted upon it.
So what would we have to do in order to make sure that it doesn't slip through our fingers any further?
Well, we still have time. And I think that's the most important thing for people to understand about these kinds of scary reports that come out. And unfortunately, it's just one scary report after another. We still have time. And what we have to do is get to net zero emissions by 2050. And we still have a couple decades to figure that out, but we have to get going on that pathway because it is quite a tall order. We need to grow the carbon sinks on our planet, stop deforesting the tropics, and start moving in earnest to a low-carbon energy infrastructure.
There's another crisis that we're in the middle of now, and it's acute. It is the COVID-19 pandemic that's racing across the globe. Do you see any parallels between the reluctance in this country to sacrifice economically to slow the pandemic down and our apparent reluctance to make the changes that fighting climate change would require?
Well, unfortunately, the parallels for me are very stark. Climate science has been watching this train wreck happen for several decades now, and this pandemic train wreck is very similar. You're sacrificing what you think is public health and well-being for short-term economic gain, but what you are really doing is baking in long-term economic damage. And that is exactly what's happening with climate change. People are looking down the road at their next election or, you know, their next quarterly report. And we are basically piling on a huge tab. It's growing by the year, called climate change impacts that will have long-term and sustained damage to our economy. The pandemic, of course, will have its own impacts economically for quite some time. And there's no real escaping that. But with climate change, if we move purposefully in a data-driven fashion, we can actually have progress while growing our economy. And there are many different policy instruments to reach for to let that happen.
Kim Cobb is a professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.